sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where... Okay. All right, I've got something playing in the background. I'm not sure what that is. Sounds like a dead track. Can't be on my end. Okay. All right. I got it. Yep, it was coming from the station. Okay, so we'll kill that and try them back, I guess, when they get their act together. All right. Hey, thanks for being here. Greatly appreciate it. It is, it's Memorial Day, and it's really, I guess, would the term be acrimonious to say Happy Memorial Day? Rick, would that be the right term?
You know, it's, I will tell you the visual we put out from Americans for Limited Government is a Happy Memorial Day 2 cartoon, which is very respectful, but it says Happy Memorial Day on it. And truthfully, on Friday, I spent a lot of time trying to find one that we had that didn't say that, and I couldn't find it, so I just settled and used the standard tune. But truth be told, between now and next Memorial Day, I'm having a different graphic drawn for the day, because it's Happy Memorial Day is a celebrating our freedom and celebrating the people who gave it all so that we can have our freedom is in fact something that we should be grateful for, happy for, because we are in fact beneficiaries of that sacrifice. But it doesn't have the solemnity it should have. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that this day should be much more solemn, in terms of it, and shouldn't just be on the East Coast. So the pools are opening this weekend and beginning of summer and all that. It should be, significantly more than that. And so saying happy does diminish the day.
Well, it just seems, you know, yes, we want to celebrate the lives of those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our country. And that's what this day is about. It's not about veterans. It's not even about veterans who've died. It is about men and women, but predominantly men, who died in battle, giving the ultimate price for our freedom and our liberty. And that is, you know, I made that oath.
Right.
When you make that oath, when you sign that document, the recruiter makes it very clear. Before you take the oath, they tell you very clearly, you are saying, and you need to understand how serious this is, you are saying that you are willing to die for your country. Now, there are, you know, it was interesting, Rick. I watched a film called Jesus Music. I don't know. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Oh man, you should watch it. It's really cool. It tracks the history of modern Christian music, and how, you know, the hippie movement and the early Christian rock and roll movement and Explo 72 that was in Dallas, Billy Graham's role in that, Billy Graham's role again 22 years later when he kind of put his stamp of approval on DC Talk and what they were doing and that whole genre of music. But one of the things that they, I take it back. So that was powerful. And then I also watched Bonhoeffer.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bonhoeffer film the Bonhoeffer film is the one that addressed the issue of war and fighting and so on and so forth. And you know, they took a very strong position of being peaceful, not engaging in war. I see God as the one who instituted nations, and I can pull you up scriptures that talk about how God instituted nations and created boundaries. And
right, clearly, of course, he did. You just have to go to Tower of Babel. I mean, the giving people different languages by definition created nations. But that wasn't where you were going, but it seems to me that that's the first example of God creating different nations.
Well, I would suggest that there was an example even before that, relative to Exodus. I will fix your boundary from the Red Sea to the Sea of the Philistines, from the wilderness to the River of Euphrates, for I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and you will drive them out before you. And then for those who say, oh, well, that's Old Testament. Okay, well, Acts 17, and he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation. So he established boundaries. I believe that he called America to be engaged in the process of making sure that people who wanted freedom and liberty had it, and that if an evil despot rises up with a vision to take over and control the world, like a Hitler, like a Putin, like a Xi, like a CCP, America has an obligation, a responsibility before God, not only to present the gospel of Jesus Christ, which we're not doing a great job of and we need to do better, but also to be prepared, if necessary, to use whatever force is necessary to defend ourselves and to defend those that are calling out for defense so that they can have freedom and liberty. And I think this day is about recognizing those who have taken the oath that includes what I just said.
Well, yes, I think that it's, I mean, let's just be clear. The world is a place where the only way freedom, civilization, the only way civilization as we know it survives, and we don't end up just in tribal mass murders every single day, is because there are people who are willing to put on a uniform and go places that they otherwise would not go, to fight battles that otherwise they would not fight, so that freedom can be maintained and darkness can be held at bay. Yeah. And those who go and don't come back are those who we memorialize on this day. And it's, and you know, we, the Marine Corps hymn is, you know, the shores of Tripoli. You know, the fact is American Marines were killed and left behind in North Africa in the time of Thomas Jefferson. Those Marines hadn't been to North Africa. They didn't know what, you know, they weren't people who were, they're saying, gee, I hope to go to North Africa and fight a war there. But they fought a war, but they fought North Africa because the concept of being able to have free and open seaways for marine traffic, for commercial traffic, was essential for the world, for essential for freedom, essential that America wasn't extorted. And that, and so this is from the beginning of our country. This isn't a, you know, this isn't just a World War II, Vietnam. This is, I was reading something this morning on Joseph Warren, Dr. Joseph Warren, who was a, he was the, I was actually reading about the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere and all that, but he was a guy, Benjamin Warren, I'm sorry. He was a Benjamin Warren, Joseph Warren. Anyway, bottom line, he was the guy who sent Paul Revere out and Thomas Dawes out to warn John Adams and John Hancock that they were, that the Brits were come to arrest them and then take the arms and the black powder in Lexington and Concord. He's the one who actually sent them out to do that. He was the intellectual leader of the Boston Freedom Movement, along with Samuel Adams and others. And he ended up, and he ended up wounded in that encounter in Lexington. And later on, he was killed at Breed's Hill, Bunker Hill. And the British general said killing him was like killing 500 people because he was the inspirational leader that was bringing so many people into the fight. We don't learn about those guys anymore. We don't learn about the people who are the who had so much boldness and indeed faith, but so much boldness and faith and freedom and what they were supposed to do and how they were supposed to expend their lives, and the fact that they were willing to do so to start this nascent country that has grown into what we have today. It kind of boggles my mind that we've inherited such tremendous opportunity, and we're so willing to give it away. And that inheritance is paved with the blood of millions of people who died to get us where we are today, and for us to fumble it away out of fear of, you know, being told we were, you know, being ostracized by some in society who hold what we consider to be power, is really denial of the inheritance. And we can't deny our inheritance as Americans. We have to stand up for our inheritance. And today is a good day to be reminded what that inheritance is and the price that's paid for it.
No doubt. No doubt. And, you know, I have a dearly departed friend. His name is Michael Conley. And, you know, his dad was one of the mortar men. It's really an incredible, incredible story. A heroic story about men who fought off German, the 87th Chemical Mortar Battalion, and many lost their lives, gave their lives, and that was a turning point in the war. And that's what our day is about today.
Yep.
That's what our day is about today. All right, we got to take a break.
Because no life lost for liberty is a life lost.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break. Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any good products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease. You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And
there's your ghost again.
Oh, there it is. Yep. Okay. Okay. No. All right. Going to have to disconnect, and we'll just keep going the way we're going. All right. Rick Manning is with me, President of Americans for Limited Government. And so, Rick, we were going to talk about coming in here. We have some good news that we were involved in over the weekend on Saturday. Actually, Friday night is when I did this, but it was Saturday in India, in Punjab. And we were able to put in our 31st freshwater well. And that is huge. There's a tape running. Can't.
Well, you figure out the tape. The wells in India are huge, and it's normally we start out the show on Monday talking a little bit about things that happened over the weekend because of Memorial Day. Obviously, we wanted to talk about the importance of the day, the solemnity of the day, and sort of just try to help everybody orient themselves and show proper respect for the day. But I think it really is smart right now to talk about the 31st well, in Punjab, in India. And it's a, and Pastor Greg, remind me, how much is it per well? How much does it cost per well?
So a well only costs $400 to put a freshwater well in the ground, and that will reach a community. Anywhere between 1,500 and 3,000 people will now have fresh water. They will not have to worry about bacteria in their water. The young ladies don't have to worry about trying to walk anywhere from 4 to 8 miles to go get a bucket, a 5-gallon bucket, and carry that bucket 41 pounds back to the village. Not to mention the fact that on the way back, they have to be keeping an eye out and potentially dump the bucket to run because groups of men might be out on the road and they might be, well, they risk the possibility of being raped.
It's a completely foreign world, anything that we find familiar here, and yet it is everyday life and in the Punjab province. And so, but the number of people again who are served by a $400 well is what? It's 10 to 15,000.
And no, anywhere from 1,500 to 3,000.
1,500 to 3,000. Yeah. So
for one well that are impacted by just one well, which costs $400.
So 30 wells. 31 wells, 2,000 people impacted, just rounding a little bit.
Sure.
2,000 people impacted, 31 wells. That's over 600,000 people, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Yeah, 620, roughly 680,000 people that are impacted every single day by fresh water. And not to mention, not only do they get fresh water, but there's a clear understanding because the church is engaged and involved in providing that fresh water. And the analogy is made that the Holy Spirit and that water is a blessing from God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Jesus Christ, his son.
Who was called the living water?
Yes,
called himself living water. It is a, and so we're looking at, you know, and my understanding is there's somebody in Punjab who's now providing a small matching amount to the four wells. It's like, I think you reported on this a couple of weeks ago, but yeah. Maybe I'm mistaken.
No, we have somebody over there right now that has been coming on a fairly regular basis and bringing roughly half the money necessary for the well. What turns out to in American dollars to be about 170 of the $400. And there's someone over there who has said, they see what we're doing. They know right. that we, you know, take the trucks out. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to go watch what we did, you can go to CG4i.com. CG4i.com. And in the blog section there, the very first blog is we've just put in well number 31. We recorded the process. We recorded the prayer. We recorded the people that are standing there that are going to be putting the well in. They do hand drill the well, so it does take several days because they have to go down 900 feet to get to the good water. And
but that provides a job opportunity for somebody to drill the well.
Yes,
so
does.
It's not just the water. At that point, you're providing somebody with some sustenance as well. Mm-hmm. And you announced last week a program that where you're asking people to give on a regular basis to the program, to India and other things. Tell us about that real quick before we run out of time.
Absolutely. We've put forward a $10 challenge, and we're asking people if they would join with us by offering $10 a month. And you can do that at paypal.me/PastorGreg, paypal.me/PastorGreg, $10 a month. To save America, which is what we do with this program right here, Chosen Generation Radio, and to help save India, which is what we do with our wells, our orphanage, our sewing school, our Bible school, our gospel outreaches, all of that. And folks, these are critical issues, and I hope you'll join us. Thank you, Rick. God bless.
I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings. savings.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
Let's see, there we go. All right, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very pleased to welcome to the program former Treasury Special Agent. He has a tremendous biography, but he's been with me on a number of times. He is also the author of Switched On. I want to welcome Eric Caron to the program. Eric, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, Pastor Greg, what an honor to be back on with you, sir. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Can you bump your volume up at all on your end? Is your phone able to turn up at all?
How is that? As you know, I'm coming in live from Tanzania.
Yes, I know. No, that's better. Yeah, that's better.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
That sounds good. That sounds good. So, interesting. I guess one of the questions I would have for you is being in Tanzania, are the folks over there paying any attention to what's happening here in America?
Well, Pastor Greg, unfortunately, they are. I've had several people come up to me even today, ask about the shooting in Texas and what is happening in America. And they're very concerned and nervous, actually. Like, what is going on in America? Why are all these shootings happening and these mass murders? So, unfortunately, we're becoming a nation obsessed with crime. And, that's unfortunate. And you know, part of it, in my opinion, stems, of course, from the whole defunding of police. And, of course, that the COVID lockdown has certainly contributed to violence in America. And it's unfortunate. We should have seen this coming. And we need to do a lot more, as we say in the business, left of boom, because we are not doing enough relating to our children at the elementary school level as far as mental wellness programs. And, we need to change the philosophy, because law enforcement alone will not change what's happening in America. It needs to be a holistic approach to school violence and violence in general in America. We need to start understanding that mental health is a major contributor. It's a major weapon if left unchecked in America, and we've seen it time and time again. So I hope that our school officials, our politicians will wake up and start doing what's needed, a better mental health and behavioral assessment in our schools. I think I talked about that last time I was on your program, Pastor Greg, is that we need to do more, again, in the area of mental wellness.
All right, so let's, and I'm going to talk to Dr. Carol Lieberman in the bottom half of hour number two more about this, but let's talk about the issue of mental health, and I have quotations in the air. Let's talk about the issue of mental health, and if we're going to talk with children about mental health, don't we need to talk to kids about the value of life?
Absolutely. 100%. We've stepped away from our core principles that our nation was founded on, and you know, including, you know, obviously religion and spirituality. I mean, what are we doing these days to feed our souls in America? We're not doing a very good job in that area for sure. So we need to feed our souls in that respect. We need to feed our minds, and we need to feed our bodies. This comes back to what I talk about is being switched on in America. And my core principles is about feeding the mind, feeding the soul, feeding the body. They're all very important. They're all very important to our mental wellness and our physical wellness. And we're not doing a very good job. So spirituality is missing in America, and it needs to come back, and it needs to start being a major part of our kids' lives.
So to that point, then, you get people that will say, well, but if you're going to talk about, you know, God and all that kind of stuff, you can't talk about that because it's, you know, there's a separation of church and state. You know, you can't, you're violating the Constitution and the separation of church and state, which folks, I'm just going to tell you, doesn't exist. That's a fallacy. But that being said, though, you're going to get that pushback. You're going to get that fight when you bring God into the picture. People are going to say, well, you can't force God on people.
Yeah. Well, I think we've seen the results of our godless society in America, haven't we?
Yeah, I think so.
In the last decade.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I listen, I'm not here to preach to anybody, but I can tell you that without God in my life and faith, I'd be a man off balance. Faith keeps me balanced. And because we're surrounded by the traumas of life and the struggles and trauma and without faith, it's difficult to function in our lives. And it's important that we understand that faith is like the wind. We can't see it, but we feel it. And I have to have faith that at the end of the day, Pastor Greg, it's all going to be okay. And what's happening is that too many kids and adults are without faith. They're like a ship in the night without a rudder. And that's when they lead to that. They go down that deep, dark path of darkness.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening in America. Without faith, you're a ship without a rudder. And that's that is needed in America. You know, I can't stress that upon the audience enough. And of course, education is so important, the mind, and of course the body, which what I call the C philosophy, sleeping and eating, exercises. These core principles are so basic, but we as a society in America, we've stepped away from the core principles that our nation was founded on, hence the violence that we see this last decade, the increased violence in America.
Do you think, Eric, because, you know, there's a lot of conversation right now about this issue of abortion and Roe v. Wade and what the Supreme Court is going to do, but drawing this into what you're talking about, you know, kids are bright. I mean, they're smart. They're very smart. Yeah. And you know, people tend to, you know, goo-goo and gaga with a kid, and the kid's looking at them like, okay, whatever. Obviously, we're not going to be talking because you're talking down to me like I don't understand things. But when you message to kids who know, they know that's a baby. They know that's a child that a woman's carrying. So you message to kids that killing the baby is not a problem. What does that tell a child about the value of life?
Absolutely. I mean, we've become really numb, right, to violence in America. I mean, the video game industry is booming over the last, what, decade or more? And most of those games are violent games that our children are sitting in front of playing for 8 hours, maybe daily,
yeah,
of killing and raping. What about the music that our children are listening to about killing and raping? What, again, and in your point, yes, abortion, and it's okay that, you know, just to discard this thing, it's no big deal when it's a life, like it's like playing a video game. No, no, no. We need to understand our kids, you know, their minds are influenced by adults and about what they're reading and about what they're hearing and seeing. And that's why we need to control that to an extent. Yes, yeah. We have our freedoms.
Absolutely. Well, but there's a difference. But don't you think that, I mean, because, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but we're talking about adolescents, children. We're not talking about adults. We're talking about children. And, you know, I believe that children need parents who are going to teach them what is good to watch and what is bad to watch. And a 15 or 16 year old kid first of all, you need to start way earlier than that, giving them the right stuff. But a 15 or 16 year old kid should still, in my opinion, be under the auspices of their parent, not even the school. Because if you're teaching these things, if you're teaching in school that, hey, you know, you came from a monkey, you crawled up out of a swamp, you got here by accident, there was no plan, no intent, no purpose, there's no real reason for you to be here, and oh, by the way, you know, when you die, you're dead, you're done, it's over, you're finished. There's no larger plan. And there's not anybody that, you know, the only person who gives you value is maybe you, if you believe you have value. And your real value is you're nothing, because you're disposable. And that's obvious by the fact that we promote killing babies. Use the code. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up after this break. Eric Karen is my guest, former Treasury agent. Get more at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com.
This is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the order. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right. Hang on 1 second. We are... there we go. We're going to get Eric back on. We had a little bit of a connection problem. But we should.
Can you hear me?
All right. There he is. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I get you back.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure what happened. My system went... Everything just kind of went funky for a minute, but we're all good now. We were talking in the break. We're going to kind of change some direction here with what we were discussing, because I think it's very interesting. We were talking about transnational crime, and there's a tie-in, because we were talking about the shootings, we're talking about the value, we're talking about kids, we're talking about, you know, how do we you know, change some of this. But some of this is tied to a much bigger picture, and there's transnational, and you were mentioning to me climate crime. And when I hear that, I think, oh, you know, dumping waste or doing something that, you know, impacts the environment, which there is some of that. But that's not what you're talking about when you're talking about environmental crime being the fourth largest crime syndicate in the world as far as those go. Yep. With sex trafficking and drugs, and I don't know what number three is, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so we're looking at, Pastor Greg, we're looking at counterfeiting being number one, believe it or not. Counterfeiting proceeds, drug trafficking, smuggling, human trafficking. And right behind human trafficking is environmental crime. And what is that in my area of expertise? We're looking at environmental crime in the illegal harvesting of, one, lumber, and as well as endangered species such as elephants, ivory trade, and rhinosaurs, and multiple other animals who are endangered. And the transnational crime groups are terrorizing tens of thousands of animals, as well as the communities all across Africa. And a lot of these, if you will, products, ivory, is ending up in China, is smuggled across Africa, and the end destination is, in fact, China. And so it's a major problem. We're talking in the area over $2 trillion with a T dollars a year in the harvesting of illegal animals and their byproducts. And this is, we know that Boko Haram and other terror groups are involved in this trade because of the source of the money that is flowing from this illegal trade. And so that's why, as a nation, globally, we need to be concerned about the trafficking of, you know, ivory and other, you know, endangered species because of the money and the funding that is going to terror groups here.
Okay, give me those top four again. The first one is.
Counterfeiting.
Hang on. I'm writing.
So,
counterfeiting.
So that's the IPR, right? Intellectual property right. The counterfeiting of goods. And of course, China is number one. China, most of the counterfeiting that's going on is coming from China. So we're talking from pharmaceuticals to bolts, bridges and aircraft parts, and you name it. Clothing, perfumes, Nike products, and you name it, anything and everything that we have in America is counterfeited by the Chinese.
Wow.
So counterfeiting, number one, okay. Of course, drug smuggling, and then we have human trafficking, and then we have environmental crimes as the fourth. And so it's a major concern, and, you know, I I think we as a nation need to understand that. And, I'm personally involved in projects to help the East African nations build their capacity and in that area to prevent, to identify and disrupt these transnational crime groups involved in that trade because of, the terror nexus to these transnational crime groups. They're almost one and the same. When I say transnational crime, then people aren't thinking Boko Haram and terror, but we know there's a nexus between some of these transnational crime groups and Boko Haram and other known terror groups in Africa.
How engaged or how involved are Islamic groups in this and Islamic countries?
Well, they certainly are involved in this from, of course, Sudan into South Sudan. Mm-hmm. We know the Islamic extremist terrorists are involved in this trade. We know that the, in fact, there are individuals, of course, groups from Saudi and the United Arab Emirates, UAE, and other Middle Eastern nations who are involved in this trade, and in some cases are actually behind, if you will, the end user for these goods, animal parts, and so yes.
What about like Iran or I don't, I mean Iraq? Sure. But I guess I guess we'd be more talking Syria. Perhaps.
To some extent, but most of the products are ending up in, of course, rich nations.
Okay.
In the Middle East and Oman, as well as
what about
UAE
Turkey
and Saudi, Turkey as well. Yes, sure, sure. I mean, really, at the end of the day, Pastor Greg, money talks. So if you're a sheikh and you're worth $10 billion, you can fly, a C-130 into South Sudan,
right,
and fly and load that C-130 up with you name what kind
whatever
of
you want, right?
Exactly,
whatever
I can
you
tell
want.
You that's happening in South Sudan. Yeah. That has happened.
Animals,
in South Sudan in the last
animals and people. The slave trade is very alive and well in Africa as well.
100%.
It's from what I understand, it's slave trade in Africa is the number one. And yep. and this is one of the reasons, folks, that I have been so adamantly against Mehmet Oz becoming a U.S. senator. He's a Turkish citizen. He's a Muslim. The Muslims are the number one human traffickers and the number one slave traders in the country. And pedophilia is the bedrock of that. They traffic teenage girls. That's what they do. And we better wake up to it. Eric, thanks for all you're doing. We got to take a break back after this. Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin
minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.